Hello, Mr. Meh. How are you? Great topic, actually. It's sometimes good to watch movies and discuss about that. Maybe in the future challenges, discussion challenges, we talk about movies. So this is gonna be amazing. So if you have these kind of things, share it. And I think it's a great idea. So I can see that you have a very creative mind. So thank you. I really enjoyed your actually a lecture about this movie, and I'm gonna answer these questions. So, have you ever seen an informal face person? Yeah, of course. Actually, I remember that there was a guy, we called him Amazon, because he didn't have much hair. He was mostly bald. He had only several strands of hair, so he was kind of informal face. So when you look at him, he would just stand out, so because of his hair and his head. So we would call him Amazon, and it wasn't like I call him Amazon. People usually would call him, and sometimes I would call him. But yeah, actually, I saw a person with this kind of face. What was your reaction? Actually, the first day I saw him, I told myself, what happened to his face, actually? Because it was very strange, to have blonde hair, but not very much, to have several strands of hair. So he was only 14 and he was almost bald. And that was somehow, strange for me. So that was why I just got surprised to see him. So I said to myself, what happened to him? And I didn't ask him why that happened to him. I believe that when he was born, that thing happened to him. So it was because of, his DNA or whatever. I don't know exactly. So are you kidding them? Yeah, sometimes, not always, actually, because we became friends, I have some problem with my arms. I have a problem which is called sinus toes. I can't actually twist my arms a lot like a normal person. So he would just tell me, "Hey, you have disability," and I would say, "Okay, Amazon, you're good." So it was like that. So we would call him Amazon. Let me tell you why we call him. I would call him actually Amazon. Amazon is the biggest jungle with lots of trees, right? So imagine that jungle from, if you look at the jungle from to be up and look it from there, look down to the jungle. So it's gonna be a lot of trees and it's gonna be a lot of environment in Amazon. So but when you look at him from up and look at him, he didn't have much hair, so you would call him Amazon. It was sarcastic, so it wasn't really Amazon, something we could call it Amazon. It was very sarcastic, and yeah, it was just kidding. In boys' schools, usually you will see these kind of things a lot. And to get bullied and being sarcastic and different things like that. So, does someone ever kid you because of your appearance? Yes, of course. As I said, not because of my face, because nothing is wrong with my face. At least I think so. But about my arms, yes. People would sometimes call me, person with disability. So, yeah. If yes, what was your feeling and your reaction? Sometimes I would get upset, but I wouldn't show my actually feeling. I wouldn't represent it. I wouldn't just explain, "Hey, I am sad." So I would just eat it up, and I would just say, "Okay, yeah, ha ha ha." It was very fun. So it was very funny, I mean. So yeah, actually I would get upset sometimes, but at the end of the day I wouldn't just give a damn about that, because yeah, they want to say that, who cares? Okay, if they say something, it's totally fine. And these days, if someone comes to me and say, "Hey, what is wrong with your arms actually, and you have disability or whatever," I don't care that much. Yeah, I just say, "Okay, yeah, whatever." So, do we get used to people's appearance? Of course, you know, when I first see him, when I first saw him, actually, I'm sorry, I would just, wow. I would say, "Whoa, what has happened to him, actually?" So I told myself that. But over the course of, you know, maybe 1 month, we became friends, and sometimes we would go to CafeNet, you know, check internet, and we would just do, and of course GameNet, we would go GameNet and play, you know, Counter-Strike. It was very awesome. So yeah, we became friends. Yes, of course. Yeah, everyone will get used to this kind of stuffs. Is appearance an element to communicate with people? I think yes. You know, when someone, it's sad to say this, but when someone is, you know, super ugly, I think that it's hard to communicate with them. You know, at least for some people, and I'm not talking about all people, and I'm not that kind of person. I like to just communicate. I like to talk, and I like to just say something. You know, my friend, he has, you know, black complex, so he has black skin. So when he's in rash, everyone will look at him because he's black. But I became a friend with him, and we are best friends. So we communicate a lot. We are actually, he's just like my brother. So I don't care that much. But people, yeah, they do care, and they sometimes react very rudely. So yeah, I think these were my actually answers, and I think it's enough. So thank you. Do these kind of things a lot. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye for now.